Hello everyone, this is Nards, and let me turn this down real quick. And welcome back to Rhythm Heaven DS. In this part, we're going to be exploring the guitar lessons. Well, some of it, not much, because most of it just has to do with the Battle of the Bands thing, which is directly relevant, directly like a part of this whole thing. Reminds me of drum lessons in Rhythm Tengoku, as well as that live thing where you could play drums and it was really fun. Well, it's much harder in this case because it requires... It's basically the Rockers minigame, except it's full of other random stuff. And it remixes different tracks from the game, you'll see. Let's see, where am I? Getting used to the left-handed control. Left-handed, I mean one-handed. So, just a minute. Okay, I'm right here. That means I can click this. And then I'm gonna click this, and it should, in theory. Yay. Yay. This music is just amazing, because it's one of those nostalgia trips down, you know what I mean, like, it's like the drum lesson music in Rhythm Heaven, Rhythm Tengoku, I mean, except it's that, but it is still pretty cool. And then there's this part. No, 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 no. No, not, not, no, no, not, 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 no, 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 not, 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 no, not, no, 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 no. Yeah, that is amazing. Anyway, this screen is basically the same as like the Endless Games and Rhythm Toys screen was. So I'm gonna click on one of these, and then I'm going to press the bottom right corner. And hopefully the one I've selected should be the second one, which is what I want. The guitar samples are actually unique to this one, funnily enough. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to press Z on its own to flick in this case, because it doesn't have any problems with that. So let's see what happens. Yes. Glee Club! Yay, yay, yay! So the basic course, which is what I just entered with Glee Club, is quite easy, because you just have to remember this pattern and like that. Not, not, not. Like that. And that's all about it, basically. Now when it gets to the technical course, it's gonna be much harder. You'll see why. And it's not because of the bending. It's there's not many bending notes in there, actually. It's just the way how it shows you what you're supposed to do. In fact, not, not. There's actually a catch here as well at the very end. You'll see. No, 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 no. Just like in Rhythm Tengoku, you actually have rankings, so if you do well, you get a good ranking, and if you don't do well, then you get a bad ranking. And they have different musical things. Okay, here's the weird part where you just... Both of you have to do that. And this was... a really good ranking, I call it, because there's like four different types that you can get. There's this one, which is the best, and there's one that goes, no, 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 it's... which is okay, and there's a little less enthusiastic one that goes, no, 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 which is, nah, I don't know, and then if you do really bad, it goes, no, 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 so that's a thing. So I did that pretty well. Now, that was only one of the four songs, but the reason why I'm doing that is because the Battle of the Bands thing is going to show them anyway, and there's really no difference. So, next, I'm going to click on this, which is hopefully going to give me... What? Oh, I went back. Let's, re-enter, and instead, let's click on this. Nudge, 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 nudge. Now, I'm wondering what I should do. I'm gonna go for the first one, which is Munchie Monk 2, but if it isn't, then maybe it's gonna be Space Sockin' 2 instead. Let's find out. Okay, it is Munchie Monk. Now listen to the counts in this 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, strum, 1, 2, 1, 2, eh, eh. Now you, 1, 2, oh god. What? Why? 1, 2, 1, 2, eh, eh. 1, 2, strum, strum, 1, 2, strum, strum, eh, eh. 1, now you wait more of the time. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. You kind of get what I mean. It's much harder because you have to actually know what the patterns are. Again, practice is your key thing here. So just need to learn and practice. Nudge. Nod. 2, 1, 2, 3. I'm really bad at this right now. Can't do this one-handed. It's really hard. Man. There we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. Ew. I think that was either in nod or. No, it was a nudge. Good. So I still got that. Now, this is where... This is probably going to be the shortest episode, to be honest, because this is all I've been planning on, is just showing you some of these drum lessons. Not drum lessons, guitar lessons, sorry. The Battle of the Bands thing. I'm going to do both of those. For those who have watched the Lewis script demonstration video, I did do the basic course on there as well, but I'm going to do both of them now and see how well it works. And I'm also going to try to talk while doing it, but to make it a little bit better, I'm going to try and use two hands because this is just insanely hard. So, the requirement for getting the Battle of the Bands thing to work is you need a good enough rank, which is like a pretty good rank on all four of the songs on both of the courses. And for that, you're going to need 50 medals, because Frog Hop 2, which is the last song in here, requires 50 medals. So without that, you won't be able to participate in the technical course of Battle of the Bands. But now, since I do have it, do have 50 medals. Oh, crap. Get me out. Get me out. There we go. Now I'm gonna move the move icon all the way down, and I'm gonna click this, which actually has a music of its own, which is pretty cool. So in here, there's only two buttons: the basic course and the technical course. So one thing that I'm gonna mention real quick is I think that there's all four of the songs have some kind of thing to them. Like, the first one is like a warm-up song, second one is a little bit harder, in the case of the technical, it's much, much harder, to be honest. You're gonna see why. The third one focuses on speed, both of them do. They focus on a lot of strumming. And the fourth one is the trickiest one, the one that requires the most patience to learn. You're gonna see why. So, let's click on the basic course, which is going to do this amazing sound. I love that sound. And then, it's going to do this. And I'm going to put my phone down, and hopefully you can hear me through here. There's a little bit of text, and now we're going to play all four of the songs. First, starting with prop stomp. Be careful with every single note you do. And they cheer you if you do it right. If you don't do it right, then they're going to cheer you less, or they're going to boo you. just like Rhythm Heaven traditions always do. Although, in Rhythm Tengoku, they never booed you, I don't think. One, two, three. Doing okay so far. One, two, three. One, two, three. Yeah, not bad. Now it's Glee Club. Yay. So this is what you heard me do last time. Let's see if I can do it perfectly. Probably not, but you know. Together now. I love how it syncs to the part of the music and the song that you're supposed to be playing, you know. Like, I like the patterns that they give you. They're never random, so you can always learn them. No. What the hell did I do? I guess the muting of the notes doesn't even matter. That is weird. But that's gonna come in handy later, in the next song, actually. You'll see. So far, so good. Now together. Yeah. Now, here's where things get hard. It's built to scale time. And count in time. One, two. One, two. One, two, and. One, two. One, two. One, two, and one, two. No, messed one of those up. It also does, like, taps, you know, when you tap on the screen. You don't need to do that, but I do that sometimes. It's fun. Like, one, two, tap, like, yeah. And one, two, come on, ooh. One, two, three. No. One. Two, come on. One, two, three. Yes. Here we go again. No, one, two, three. One, two. One, two. One, two. One, two, three. One, two. One, two. Here we go. One, two. No, two. Come on. One, two. Yeah, yay. One, two. And one, two, come on. One, two, one, two. And here we go. One, two, now use from, and last one's from. Got it. Now, this is where things get the most tricky to learn. It's freeze frame time. Now you do this. One, two, three, two, three. One, two, three. Is that supposed to happen? Yeah, it is. No. Okay. One, two, three, four. I think I messed that up. One, two, three. Here we go again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. One, two, three. Now, you only do two. One, two, and now your turn. One, two.
One, two, three.
One, two, three. And here we go again. One, two. One, two. What is... So sorry, what the hell? One, two, three, scrum. Now, one, two, two, and wait. One, two, wait, scrum. Got that one. Now, the same thing here. You don't do anything. One, scrum. One, two, three, and scrum. Two, and four. Normal scrums at the very end. So, I have no idea why my flick just didn't work at all. But, I think that gave me a second. Let's find out. You either get first, second, or third. I don't think you ever get less than third. So if you do really bad, you still get third place, which is pretty cool. Let's see. Yep. They cheered you on the second note, so that means you are second. That is good. I did get first one time. Didn't really do much. Just cheered me more. But, never mind. Now, the technical course is where things get really hard. So, let's do it again. Yes, I want to enter that. Yes, thank you. No, no, no. And now we do the technical course, which is... it's much harder. It's got a bunch of country-style remixes. Well, besides Munchie Monk 2, which is isn't. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2. You've heard me do this before. One, two, one, two. Yes. One, two, one, two. Sometimes I think my guitar is out of tune, but it isn't. One, two, three. Oh, right. I see. One, two, one, two. Yeah. Not too bad. Now, this is where things get really interesting. One, two, and... Now it's one, two, and one, two, and now together. One, two. Two and one, two. Now, one, two, together. One, two, your turn. One, two, together. One, two, three, one, two, one, two. Now, one and one. Now it's one, two, three, four. No, that was bad. Not. You don't do anything. No, your turn. No, not. Now, if you wait for a really long time, don't do anything. No. Now, let's do strum one. One, two. No. Now you do the same thing four times. One, two. One, two. And together, one, two. You do this four times. So, you now know why it's this hard, because you just need to memorize everything. You need to know how long to hold the notes for, how long to wait, you know, all that stuff. And got it. Now, splash down. Oh god, this is gonna get hard. One, two. And not.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna, oh no, I'm not even gonna try singing. No, no, no. No, no, no. Okay, I'm really gonna stop now. Oh god. One, two, three. Better pay attention. One, two, three. Oh god, here we go. Last one. Now, let me pause real quick, and I'm just gonna say that, when you hear the scraping noise, that's just because I found out that if you hold the flick button and you just tap the mouse, you let it go and hold and let go, you can do flicks really, really quickly without having to keep tapping Y, so you just keep tapping the mouse button instead. And it does flicks like that. And that just makes it so much easier to do rapid flicks like you heard me do there. Although I did get out of sync sometimes. Now this very last one, the Frog Hop 2, is like insane, so here we go. Okay, it doesn't seem too stupid or insane yet, but it's gonna become that in a minute. And you know how long the song is, right? And you've listened to what it's been like before. Nut. It doesn't penalize you for tapping, so sometimes I do that. No. One, two. Now here's where it gets hard, because no. And now you do this forever. You do this a lot. And now, one, two. Now you may be thinking, how did we do that? Like that. That you just need to learn. One, two. One, two, three. Woo! So that part is, you just need to learn, because I had no idea that was even a thing. But you do have to do it. And one, two. Now one, two, and now you do it. Yep, there's only two in there. Now you keep doing this again. No! One, two. One, two. Not bad. To be honest, that was not bad. Now, they just keep doing this. Until you keep going. And the reason is that they want you to play one more song. One more song, and it's all the time. Like, it doesn't matter how well you do, you play this last fifth song. And what song may that be? Well, of course, it's this. Oh, of course, it's Rockers 2. Yeah.
No.
This is my favorite guitar lesson song, just because it was actually made for guitar, you know. and come on. Last one. Yeah. And now this loop plays forever. They really do like it, to be honest. I can't blame them for doing so. I mean, it was pretty good. I hope I'm gonna get second. Let's find out. Ooh, I'm first! Wow! I didn't expect that at all. I messed up a few times, but I was first, wow. And I tried to commentate as much as I possibly could. That is amazing. So, that's all the guitar lessons are. I mean, you can mess around with the different ranks and stuff, and... But besides that, it's basically just this. Especially if you want to play the Battle of the Bands thing, it's just this. But it is really fun, and if you take the time to learn the different patterns, it is quite amazing to be playing, you know, different songs from the game, and in different ways, basically, because it's quite a different way of playing it than you would be playing the real game. With stuff like Glee Club and Freeze Frame, maybe not, but with stuff like Space Soccer 2 or Splashdown 2, it is. So, yeah, that was the guitar lesson part of Rhythm Heaven DS, and we're almost done. Now it just comes down to whatever else I can make, which is not going to be much. Excuse me for that. So, I guess whenever I get the time to do, I'm going to compile this list of all the different differences, or, you know, all the stuff that I've found audio-wise in Rhythm Heaven DS English and Rhythm Tengoku Gold in Japanese, and see how many of them there are and what I can do. And, I guess stay tuned for that, and in the meantime, if I don't do this by Christmas, then I do wish everyone a Merry Christmas and possibly a Happy New Year. And with that, I'm just gonna say thanks for watching this one, and I hope you have enjoyed. Goodbye for now.